Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Hee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes. Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, March 12th. That is the date, right? Tuesday, March 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, March 12th. Goes to the cultural pop icon known as Madonna, okay? Dropping the clues bombs for Madonna. Now, if you don't know, Madonna is currently on her celebration tour, and she had a recent stop in L.A., and she's been getting smoke online after she questioned a concert goer for sitting down during her show before realizing they were in a wheelchair. Let's listen.
What are you doing sitting down over there? Why are you doing sitting down? Oh, okay. Politically incorrect. Sorry about that. Mm. I'm glad you're here.
Shoo! Madonna, Madonna, Madonna. She must be a blood because she showed absolutely zero respect for the Crip, okay? Madonna, you might as well have asked him to come up to do some jokes so he could have told you, I don't do stand-up. And I love moments like this, okay? If you have ever been in high school and told a yo mama joke to somebody whose mother was dead, you feel Madonna's pain. If you have ever asked someone how many months you are and that person replies, I'm not pregnant, then you feel Madonna's pain. If you have ever met someone who has one arm or one hand and your dumb ass goes to dap them as if they have one, okay, you felt Madonna's pain. Now, Madonna said she was being politically incorrect. I disagree. The definition of politically incorrect is that you do not care if you offend or upset other people in society who have a disadvantage, who have been treated differently because of their sex, gender, race, or disability. Madonna clearly cared that the person was in the wheelchair, okay? An example of political incorrectness would be if Saucy Santana was in that moment and Saucy told someone to stand up, then realized the person was in a wheelchair, didn't acknowledge they was in a wheelchair, and then proceeded to perform walk. Okay, and while we are on the subject, it is time for artists to think about the disabled among us when they make music. Okay, for example, the Migos didn't think about folks with wheelchair disabilities or the mute. when they made Walk It, Talk It, okay? Petey Pablo didn't think about amputees or people born with no arms when he made Raise Up. All right, take your shirt off, spin it around your head like a helicopter. How? I would love to, Petey, but I can't. I wonder, has there ever been an amputee with no arms who went to a concert and a rapper, you know, said, throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care, and then stopped the show to shame the amputee for not having his hands up? Inquiring minds would truly like to know. Okay, we also don't give enough credit to artists who have made songs that are inclusive of those with wheelchair disabilities. Tupac Shakur, Picture Me Rolling. Thank you, Tupac. Okay, big timers, everybody get your roll on. Thank you, Manny and Birdman. Okay, I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Not only was it inclusive to people with wheelchair disabilities, it was inclusive to crack addicts. What kind of rock do you think he was talking about? Madonna, the only thing that would have been worse than this is if you would have told an amputee who had their arms removed to Vogue. Can you imagine? Stop the music. Why aren't you voguing? Meanwhile, the person trying, but they don't have any arms, so they all shoulders with it. The moral of the story is, mind your business. Okay? Mind your business. All right? Or, instead of asking demands, ask questions. It shouldn't be, why aren't you standing? It should have been, why aren't you standing? That simple question would have saved you that cringe-inducing moment. Please give Madonna the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Salute to all our folks out there listening to the Breakfast Club in wheelchairs. Okay, we appreciate you. People think they can take advantage of you because y'all are easy to push around and don't stand up for yourselves. Mm-mm. I disagree. Okay? Salute to y'all.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. Well,
Madonna dumb. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's right.
Thank you for that donkey today.
Absolutely. Oh, Lord have mercy.
What happened?
I know the president of the Fat Lives Matter Committee ain't texting me right now. Come here, Fat. Come here, Mac.
Uh-oh, did you say come here, Fat?
No, I said come here, Mac.
Oh, I was raised
did
that.
Did I say Fat?
Yeah, you said come here, Fat.
First of all, somebody did Matt so dirty, one of our producers earlier, going to be walking behind him talking about move out the way, you slow, and you know I can't get around you. Why would you say that to somebody?
He was a little slow.
It's taking him in a second to get in here.
He was walking
Mac,
behind me,
finally made
and
it.
I walked slow, too.
What's up?
No, I was just thinking about what you said, and I was thinking about food. How many different songs that the handicapped people really feel neglected. Like
okay.
When Stanky Leg comes on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
The Electric Slide.
Oh man, damn.
When Ludacris Stand Up comes on.
Ah.
But Ludacris made up for it when he made Too Fast, Too Furious.
Why?
Because that's
roll
how
they, out.
Yeah. Oh, electric roll, roll out.
You know what I mean?
Out.
They got a
okay.
whole bunch
okay.
of different
okay.
ones.
See,
they got way better.
That's right.
Salute and if
that.
You act like you don't care, that's all cap. Handicap.
Salute, nice. That, salute to everybody that listening to us in wheelchair this morning. We appreciate you.
Salute
man.
To y'all.
The Breakfast Club stands with you.
That's right.
You could have capped that. Crazy. You know what? Get out of here. Get out.
Damn, man.
It's going to take him a second to get out. It's going to take him a second.
A mess.
All right. He's getting out. All right. Yeah, door's closing.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to MichaelTheBull.com. That's MichaelTheBull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast, will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.